This is Miles Bonney. You know, so, and that's something I've done recently is now that I have a recording set up,
hey,
how you doing? You know, I can do that. And I pretty much only record myself at my house. If people want me to sing on something or play trumpet, I often now say, send me the track. I'll do it and send it to you and see what you think. Because I'm not like a studio session musician or singer. I'm not in there just going to go in there and belt it out and then that's it. Like, I'm more about the feeling that comes with the end product and the end result. So in working with other rappers now, yeah, I think the recording's in. Holy fucking shit.
Wow. Are you all right?
I didn't mean to scare you.
No, it's cool. Some dude just ran into this with a bicycle.
I called his name, man.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's all right.
See how reaction.
You all right, though?
I'm instinctive. All
right.
Real life.
Sorry, this is real life. No, it's all good. Life, see, this is what the blog's about, right? It's being on the street.
Street level.
Real
baby.
Things happen. You wouldn't get this in a journal room, whatever.
No, you wouldn't.
Journalism room. So I think the recordings I'm doing now with Threepel, I think the last Sounds Good album was really good. But I think these are also really, really good. This is Miles Bonney.
Well, it is a beautiful, beautiful day, and we're sitting with hip-hop maestro Miles Bonney on a little sidewalk cafe in Lawrence.
I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
These are the little moments that I expect when I come back here. I had to stop at Wheatfields. After this, I'll go to Love Garden. And it's always good to see the Lawrence.com crew.
Do you miss... You're in KC now. Do you miss
Lawrence?
The culture of Lawrence?
Or? I miss not having to have a car. I really hate cars. I don't like driving. If I was in charge of a lot of things in the government or whatnot, I have this vision of cars in the roads, but they have sensors in the front and back that tells you how distant you are from the other car. And you basically follow this invisible magnetic or, you know, electronic track. So let's say
Minority Report.
Is that it? I never saw it. Mm-hmm. So, and then if you had to get off, you just hit this button and it takes you off the exit. But if you're on the highway, there's no, like, you know, the way traffic happens, you know, it's like it's a stop-start thing that just creates this line of events, and then hours after the accident, you still have traffic, and it's absurd. It's crazy. It's just human error, really, because no one ever glides along at the same speed, you know? So then that would just solve the problems. You can go 200 miles an hour, and because it's electronic, that's it. But then I talk to other people, and they're like, well... Like my wife, like she, I like driving, you know, and so that's why it's not gonna happen. People like driving, but so I miss walking. I loved riding my bicycle. I miss kind of the warmth. I don't know. Kansas City is pretty cold overall, and it's cold for a lot of reasons. It's like you have some racism, or a lot of racism, but in areas and other areas are just dictated by people not really seeing opportunity in their own lives. You know, one thing I don't like about the whole Midwest is that too often people look to the coast. Not just for inspiration, but with longing, you know, and it's
like
all,
there's something better there.
Right. And like they have to wait to fulfill their lives until they, you know, until they get there or whatever. And they don't realize it's all about them, you know. But anyway, I love Lawrence, but I do feel like I spent time here and I did a lot of things I wanted to do. And then it just felt like the right time to
Lawrence. We're eating sandwiches out here.
Yeah.
Lawrence, doesn't really have much of a hip hop scene now. I mean, they're you were it.
I wouldn't claim that at all. And I never think I about would. That. You're the first person to say that. But this is what I think is I do think that LawrenceHipHop.com, just in being a forum and a website, helps nurture any forums and just things like that. If people use them, can help foster and keep relationships rolling among people with similar interests, as is Hip Hop KC doing in Kansas City right now. It's really crazy for me to be in Kansas City right now for a lot of reasons, but with respect to this, because I see the LawrenceHipHop.com thing replicating itself a couple years later in Kansas City. In a lot of ways, the Hip Hop and Hot Wings thing that goes on every Sunday there is the Project Groove that went on here every Friday. Downplay Productions really did Project Groove, but at the same time, you know, it was largely promoted on Lawrence Hip Hop, and we would working together and just, I don't know, I think a lot of that stuff kind of started together in terms of what he's doing now and what I'm doing now.
Who do we have?
Like artists, I mean, Approach is still here, right. Johnny Quest, Wide Awake, I don't even know if they're still a group, but Stick Figure still lives in Topeka, I've been working with him recently, he's going to do some stuff, you still have I don't want to try and name everybody because I know I'm not going to name everybody.
Right.
But there are still people here. I mean, the only people I can think of that moved, and it's been kind of long enough that I'd forget. But I don't know. There's still stuff here, but I have heard that it's not doing as well as it had been. And I don't know why that is, but hopefully that's kind of why I don't really know what to expect about this show on December 30th. I think it's going to go well. I know it's going to go well, but I don't really know who to promote to or how to do that because I don't really know who all is still interested or who even knows who I am. You know, I feel like I don't live here. I'm totally out of touch.
You feel like you've been forgotten?
Yeah, because this town just, it cycles, you know. It's a college town, people move. You know, and I don't know, people my age, you know, like, since I left, I've gotten married, you know, stuff like that. And
life goes on.
Life goes on, and some people aren't interested in going out to bars anymore, you know, so I don't really know.
Is there a better scene in KC? More opportunity?
For just all, like, music in general?
For hip-hop, for your special. I mean,
really.
Would you classify yourself a hip-hop artist?
I mean, largely, just because of, honestly, the point at which I became a hip-hop artist was two events, I think. Three, maybe making beats after Nez Beat from Archetype, watching him do it in the dorms, getting hip underground, classic underground sound, the hip underground hip hop show on KJHK that I took over from Justin Montag. That was huge to me. Like, that was like really big at the time to me. I was like, whoa, I can't believe he gave me this show. And then three would be LawrenceHipHop.com. But besides that, I've always been interested in like jazz and electronic music and other stuff. I love Fiona Apple, and I liked Bally Drum Boy. I don't really keep up anymore.
Well, your new album, Smell Smoke, has serious jazz overtones to my ear. You've always been a collaborator in the past.
Yeah. We were talking about this.
Yeah.
I had started making beats after, again, I give Nesby credit because I watched, he was making beats way before I was in Manhattan, Kansas, and then he was making beats all the time, and I wanted to, so I asked him, you know, hey, what should I get? He's like, get something with keys on it. So I got this keyboard when I went back to New Jersey, and then I eventually moved over to sampling and stuff. But so once I started doing that, at the time I was working with a guy named Thelonious Jay or Irvin, whatever, he's living there. I think he lives in Topeka now. And we were a group called Mittens Playhouse, which is the venue that was, I believe, near Harlem, but in New York. It was like an old jazz venue. Mm. It wasn't around for a while, but there's a classic picture of some people in front of it, like Monk and things. And so I was like, let's call ourselves Mittens Playhouse. I don't know why. And then, so we did a couple of shows like at Hashing or nothing more. And then eventually met Joe Good, Jamal, who at the time was known as Doctor Who. After the old cartoon.
Now, when was this?
This was like 99, 2000.
Okay.
And he didn't really want to work with me because he knew I was working with Irvin. So he didn't want to step on anybody's toes and stuff. But then Irvin talked about moving, and then he did and he didn't. So me and Jamal started working together, and we recorded some stuff there. And then that was it. You know, he'd been rapping for a while. I wasn't a rapper. I recorded one song back there, like back then, that is really bad. But like rapping wise, and so he was great. So it was like, you know, it didn't even cross my mind to do anything like that. So then I was like, okay, I'll make beats for you, you know. And he liked my beats enough, and he had stopped rapping the time that he started writing again, and eventually dropped out of college, I think, because of it. But and it's serving him well now. He's doing really well. He went on that big tour with Mac and stuff like that, which is good because I wouldn't have wanted to do that. But
you don't like touring, do you?
I like touring.
You like performing, but
I don't really know if I like performing that much. I like people. And I like being around other people. And if people want to hear me do something, then I'll do it. Not because they want to, but, you know, if I'm cool with it too. But I'm not really interested in, despite how much it might seem like I promote myself and stuff, I'm not really interested in really being famous. I almost just see that as a means and a necessary evil, I guess, in trying to create a career.
It's
you know,
part of the game.
People need to know, it gets down to basically, people need to know that I exist so that they can know that what I exist exists. Just ain't cool with feels of bitches and brewing. Our musical understanding falls and passes what you do. Stop the dorky talk, just a dorky cock, and your music and performance suck. Don't come through acting like we ignorant. You're a dick, get off the stage and leave. Ayo, stop the music, dog. Yo, stop the music. Yo,
yo,
what you know about real hip hop?
Yo, y'all ain't even hype for us, yo.
Yo, y'all know about that real hip-hop?
They don't know about that real hip-hop.
Because y'all know about that real hip-hop, and we're not even going to start. I don't think y'all ready for us. No matter of fact, yo, don't even come on stage yet. They ain't ready, dog.
Yo, what's up, St. Louis?
And it's not like I feel like I'm promoting myself. I'm promoting Miles Bonney's music via his face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But so that was it. And then eventually it sounds good, taking a break and stuff. So I was like, what do I have? What can I do? So I just started doing some stuff. And
you and Sounds Good are just taking a break. It's
not like we don't have any plans to do anything again, but we also aren't against it. It's like
we
did some strong things. I think in the end it's better because I think Biscuits Gravy was really good, and we didn't really have the business opportunities or connections to really make anything happen with it. But since that time, I think some of the connections we did make through Sounds Good have helped me out and hopefully helped him out as well, because people know that we're not just playing around. We're not like some of these kids or just people in general that, oh yeah, I made a CD, like whoop-de-doo, you know. It's like, this is who I am, so this is what I'm gonna do. And I think it takes people in other cities, like whether in Brooklyn or wherever, to realize this dude's really serious about this, and
right.
We might as well start messing with him because he's not gonna stop.
Everybody stampede to the dance floor. Everybody stampede to the dance floor. Everybody stampede to the dance floor. Came out to get down, so let's get down. What's your name? Who you with? Can I buy a round? You never heard me talk like this to you before. I'm a changed man ever since I got off tour. I heard we might need some things for this evening. Like what?
Like what?
You got some ones? I'ma go buy a 3-pack. You don't have to hurt your back, I know how to act. Yeah, I got all I need to proceed tonight. Just you, just me, is that alright? This voice and soul isn't just for my bate. It's from my heart and my mind for you to saute. Roll down the window and sip this Tecate. I heard it's the PBR with the West Coast. Some people claim I'm a star, but I don't boast. Call me. I just want y'all to stampede to the dance floor. Come on. Everybody stampede to the dance floor. What you want more, you got what you need. Stand back and watch this.
That's
shit
kind of what's happening now. This is kind of unexpected.
Now, you're a DJ, yeah. You're a producer, Now you're a solo artist, but you still have a day job too, right?
Yeah, right now, my day job's going to end in a couple weeks, so I'm in the process of finding new job or new jobs. But when I lived here, I worked mainly for Love Garden towards the end. And then when I moved, I transitioned into, I still worked Love Garden, but then I got tired of commuting. I would love to stay there, but you know, it doesn't make sense gas-wise. So I moved to Kansas City and then found this job being a personal care assistant where basically I spend all my day living this other guy's life. Who has muscular dystrophy, and I don't know if you'd want me to say his name or not, but he lives in Olathe, and that's it. I basically go in every morning and leave in the afternoon, and he needs he can do a lot of stuff himself. He uses a computer and things like that, and you know, really bright person. But if he needs like food made, or if I need to drive him somewhere or stuff like that, he's in a motorized wheelchair.
You've got to have a lot of empathy to do a job like that. Or...
Maybe. I mean, I don't know about. I guess it's more to me just I'd love to be better at business, and I'd love to be a stock trader and things, but I don't have any business history in my immediate family. I don't know anything about it. And really, I'm not really, to do that, you'd have to just crave money, I think, and crave managing money, which I don't. I'd like to have money, but I'd rather spend my time doing things that other people benefit from in the long run, even though if it seems self-serving in the meantime.
Mm-hmm. Well, does any of that experience, I'm sure it has. Talk a little bit about the process of releasing Smell Smoke.
What happened was I started after. Okay, so Sounds Good, blah blah blah. Joe Good put out his mix CD, and it was kind of clear to me that it wasn't really. I mean, we had just had discussions where it wasn't really defined what was going to happen, but I was like, okay, what can I do? I can't perform shows anymore. I need material to perform shows. In addition to that, I started working on this other project with this guy from the UK over his beats where I was singing. And no one around here even knew about it because it hasn't been put out, and we're halfway done with it though. And then I thought, well, I should do something else that I can put out here in the meantime, because I'd like for that to find a bigger label and things. So I started making beats again and recording over them and singing and stuff. And then I was like, man, these beats don't sound like anything like what people are used to. I need to do something that can bridge the gap. So to get to Smell Smoke, I put out a beat CD right after I got in this Scratch magazine, which is kind of like a big magazine, and to kind of quote shot beats, which basically means you send out all these snippets, and if people like them, they'll buy them from you or such. And people weren't really doing that because there's a lot of money out there.
So you make up little snips of beats.
It's like 70 beats on one CD or something.
And you can sell them. It's like
you can.
Like stock footage or something.
Yeah, yeah. But you'd sell the rights essentially that person to them, and then you give them a cleaner version. Because kind of, you know, make it low quality on purpose so they can't steal it, and snippets of it, and then if they're interested, discuss it, and then work from there.
Then they use that to compose their own.
They use it. I mean, basically, I'd be selling it to lyricists, so they just do it on whatever they do on top of it. So I'm basically do the backing track.
Is there a market for that?
In theory, yeah. I mean, in major labels, yeah, there is. But it's like people at around here and even in big cities don't have a lot of money to spend on. They can't spend $500 on a beat. Most people don't even spend $500 on putting out their album. Like, it's really about investing yourself in yourself and having confidence in what you can do. It's like a lot of people want beats. Like a lot of starting rappers will say, or just lyricists, whatever, I need beats, man, I need beats, you know, blah blah. And it's like, you should be able to take something, a beat someone else made, and if you're really that good, take the millions of commercially released beats that are out there, the instrumentals that are there, and do something over that. You can make a name for yourself like that. You can't sell it legally, but you can do shows. And if you're really that good, then people come after you.
That's kind of nice, though. Okay. I can work with this.
Numerous treats, I make you feel sexy, numerous skeets. Eat your heart.
got wings and I'm tapping your feet. But now I'm here and I'm coming off kinda new. Something kinda wonderful, this kinda blue. My name is Miles Bonney and I'm here for you. But I'll tell you more about that until when I'm back.
And that's something that is more similar to what people know from me. Let me do something over that. So that's what Smell Smoke is. It's Beats from the BCD, in addition to some others that I started recording on over at home, and I didn't really have an idea what I was going to do. But
it's a slow, slinky groove on that record. It's sexy. It's a very good. It's romance music.
I'm feeling a little more sexy since I got married.
Yeah, see,
it's a different situation. We'll be right back.